The Children's Wellness Hub that was forced to close at the beginning of the pandemic is finally back up and running to support youth in Cambridge. Porchlight Counseling and Addiction Services formally reopened their Children's Wellness Hub at the Cambridge Food Bank this week after receiving a $200,000 grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. "We were forced to shut down at the beginning of the pandemic, and unfortunately that meant closing our office at the food bank," said Cameron Dearlove, executive director of Porchlight. The children's counseling program opened back in 2018 and found success with their partnership with the food bank. "Since there were people who were accessing the food bank who also needed the counseling service, it became a one-stop shop for those looking for extra support." The nonprofit, originally named Family Counseling Center of Cambridge and North Dumfries, has been serving the community for over 84 years. Despite being forced to close to in-person sessions, when things started to open up, Dearlove knew his organization needed to return to support Cambridge youth. "After only the first year of the pandemic, we saw a 107% increase in children and youth requiring counseling," he said. "And as anyone who tried to get their kid to do online learning, some things are better done in person." After searching around for available funding, Porchlight connected with the Ontario Trillium Foundation to access the Resilient Communities Fund and secured a $200,000 grant. With the money, they were able to reopen their location at the Cambridge Food Bank and hire additional staff, expanding their network. Accompanied by the Food Bank Executive Director, Diane McLeod, and Cambridge MPP Brian Riddell, Porchlight cut the ribbon Wednesday to reopen the doors on the service. Porchlight Counseling and Addiction Services is a highly regarded organization delivering vital services to the people of Cambridge and North Dumfries, said Riddell. "This grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation is well deserved and will be of great assistance as Porchlight assists the children and youth of our community in need of support." The service gives children and members of their family access to counseling free of charge at a time where mental health in youth has been highlighted by the pandemic. The space includes a specialized children's play therapy room, as well as two individual therapy offices, and a waiting area. "We are excited to be open again and are ready to get back to one of our main priorities, helping youth," said Dearlove. "The COVID-19 pandemic might be over, but the mental health pandemic is still ongoing."